From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan mourns a school attack. Pakistan is grieving the loss of at least 21 people, mostly students, in a gun and bomb attack on a university campus in the country's northwest Wednesday. Dozens were wounded. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. They were all killed by security forces. Nawab Khan, father of one of the students, said there were rumors about another attack on a school in Peshawar. It's unclear who is responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in an army school assault in December 2014. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber Wednesday in Kabul. The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting an alleged Taliban abuses in its attack last year on the city of Kunduz. Police in Tunisia clashed again Wednesday with protesters demanding jobs in the city of Kasserine, a second day of protests following the death of an unemployed man. Witnesses say police used water cannon and tear gas, responding to protesters who erected roadblocks and threw stones. Protester Mohammed Kanhouri said the demonstrators are defending the right to work and the only way to be heard is clashes. He says, we've asked for 5 years, but there's been no response. Late Wednesday, the government promised to create thousands of new jobs. The North African country has been plagued by high unemployment and poverty since the 2011 revolution that toppled longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This is VOA News. Uncertainty over the timing of talks on Syria's future and the humanitarian crisis in that nation were high on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in Switzerland Wednesday. The meeting comes amid heightened concerns that Monday's scheduled start of U.N.-mediated talks on a political transition may be in jeopardy. Mr. Lavrov says he has no thoughts about moving the starting time of the talks to next month. He expressed confidence the talks would get underway later this month. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
Our expectation is that the talks will take place on January 25th. Those are U.N.-led talks. It's really for the parties involved to reach agreement on who will participate in those talks. But we still want to see them take place on January 25th. And I think it's the Russians' sentiment as well. You, of course, have to ask them. But clearly, that's the date we're still looking toward.
There's widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in those talks. Officials say the meetings next week cannot proceed until there's a mutually acceptable list of anti-Assad factions taking part. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter and six allied defense ministers agreed in Paris Wednesday to step up the military campaign against Islamic State. The meeting followed the removal of IS fighters from the Iraqi city of Ramadi last month.
We agreed that we all must do more. I believe today's discussion gave every minister the opportunity to discuss with their governments what else they can bring to the table and how they can better align their efforts with our common goals and strategy.
And the defense chief announced that 26 ministers are to meet in Brussels next month to talk about expanding military operations against Islamic State. The U.S.-led coalition says its airstrikes hit an Islamic State cash collection point this week near IS's northern Iraqi stronghold Mosul, destroying tens of millions of dollars used to pay jihadist fighters. A British judge said Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved a plan to poison ex-KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko. He died nearly a decade ago after drinking a cup of tea that Judge Robert Owen said was laced with a rare radioactive isotope polonium-210. Owen said two Russian former KGB agents carried out the killing, probably did so under the direction of Russia's FSB security service. The International Criminal Court is considering whether it should go forward with the trial of Lord's Resistance Army Commander Dominic Ongwen, who faces 70 charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court Wednesday outlawed child marriage involving girls under age 18. The case was brought by two women forced into child marriages. It's estimated that a third of Zimbabwe women have said they were married before 18, some as young as the age of 12. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.